Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 and 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Finally this hour, we're going to hear about a theater production going on right now in the Twin Cities to help kids engage in some tough questions about current events. Here's our producer, Jeffrey Bassoy.
A couple weeks ago, I saw a play at the Children's Theater in Minneapolis titled I Come From Arizona. The play, written by Carlos Murillo and directed by Lisa Portes, is both in Spanish and English and tells a story of a 14-year-old Mexican-American girl named Gabby, who has recently been accepted into Chicago's most prestigious public high school, Northside Prep. While she transitions into an environment that is starkly different from her community in Chicago's South Side, her father has returned home to see his dying father, whom Gabby has never met. The play follows Gabby from her home to high school and ultimately on a winding journey to discover her family's origins. I'm joined in studio today by the stars of I Come From Arizona, Aiset Munoz, who plays Gabby, and Nora Montañez, who plays Yadira Dolores, her mom. Thank you both for joining me.
Oh, gracias for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So I want to start by first playing this tense scene from the beginning of the play. This is where Gabby and her new classmates, Fiona and Ricardo, are discussing their group project for the Global Perspectives class.
You can't say people are bad just because they come from another place.
I said nothing of the sort.
My parents were originally from Mexico. They've been here for forever. They're not terrorists or criminals.
I'm not talking about your parents. My dad always talks about companies moving factories to places where people will work for less than here. People here lose their jobs, but even then, you have people from those same countries coming here, illegally, for better paying jobs. It's not fair.
This is but a taste of how raw and emotional I Come From Arizona is. Yet the play finds a way to remain digestible while tackling major immigration issues in the U.S. such as DACA, undocumented versus documented status, birthright, identity, and even the border wall. So I'm curious for the both of you, how have your lives as Latinx women prepped you for your roles as Gabby and Yadira? Let's start with you, Aiset.
Thank you for asking that question. Gabby is a 14-year-old girl living on the south side of Chicago. She has her parents and a little brother. She has always been forced to be more mature than her age asks because of the amount of money that the family makes. She is forced to be this mature figure. So in my life, I understand what that's like with my parents and growing up with siblings. But another thing that I do understand is I grew up in Texas in a border town of McAllen, Texas. There's a lot of deportation detention centers there. Growing up, there were always Border Patrol knocking on doors, visiting, and this became normal. I didn't realize that a lot of families didn't grow up with that. Mm-hmm. So I, even though I grew up not having the understanding of what it means to be undocumented, I lived with people who did, and their fears became my fears.
And for you, Nora?
I am an immigrant as well, as Dolores is an immigrant from Mexico. I was not born in Mexico. I was born in Peru. And, you know, it was different in the 80s than it is now.
How so?
I believe that during that time, I knew exactly who I was coming into the United States, living in the life as an immigrant, assimilating to that life. But I feel now there's a lot of anti-immigrant conversation, and it's just being, feel very much ingesting into our lives, and it's constant. And I feel like our children now are being pushed and informed in different ways than it was in the 80s. When I came to the States, and as a mother, I have to kind of gauge of how I am informing, what best way to inform my child, as well as Dolores in this role as well. And it just kind of feels like it comes crashing down in a very heated scene in our show.
And we're going to get to that scene shortly here. And I love your explanation of your background into it, because it's really those conversations and that narrative that I Come From Arizona is trying to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another huge theme that came to mind watching the play a couple weeks back was, you know, belonging and home and identity. And we're confronted with that with Gabby's longing to understand her parents' home. Is it Arizona? Is it Mexico? Like, what is it really?
Yeah, I feel like the word home, there holds a lot of weight to that, because I feel like there has to be one home, right? But I feel in this show, there's so many different versions of what home means and the safety of that word as well. And you're right. I mean, in the beginning, Gabby assumes that the word home means Arizona. And for Raimundo and Dolores, it's a different word. And they're also trying to shape what home means at the current moment for this family.
And home, we talk a lot about home is where the heart is, and home is when wherever your family is. But what happens when you live in a world where your family gets separated and it doesn't really matter what how you feel about it?
And which is in some ways the case with Raimundo, right, who's left, and Gabby doesn't know why he's left or where he's gone exactly. And, you know, his disappearance is a running theme throughout the entire play. And in fact, you know, as Gabby's working on her presentation, you know, both of your characters, both Gabby and Dolores, share this very tense moment where Gabby, after her investigating, finally confronts her mother about where they're from. Mm. And I just want to play a little clip from that right here.
Sí, Gabby. La verdad es, yo papá y I somos indocumentados. That's great. That's just... Thank you for ruining my life. I'm going to bed. Siéntate!
So here we have this moment of truth in Spanish where Dolores admits that she and her husband are undocumented. Nora, why is this scene so significant in the play?
Mm-hmm. So in this moment, so it's Dolores's, Gabby's mother, starts talking about her experience and her journey to the States, and both in English and Spanish, which I find it so fascinating, because there are things in Spanish that really can touch the core and can really kind of inform more than the words in English. But I feel like also in that moment, the words in English are the ones that are going to reach out to Gabby. And in this moment, there's so much that is revealed and so much fear is revealed and within the words. And so I think it's such an important part of this relationship. And it isn't until the end where you start figuring out, like, within this story is the growth of their continuation in as mother and daughter. So what happens after that? And it's just a beautiful scene.
And I said, do you want to add to that? I think that scene's really important for Gabby's character, especially as she learns how she came to the U.S., right, and how she was born.
Absolutely. Right before this scene begins, Gabby has a nightmare sequence where an ICE patrol officer comes in, breaks into her home, and he's demanding for answers, asking where's her father, where's her mother, where is her brother. She wakes up from this nightmare, and we launch into this scene, and the first thing that Gabby thinks about is something that her teacher recommended, was asking her mother what did she dream about when she was a girl? And I just thought it was so fascinating that Godlos literally wrote a nightmare. And then the mother shows up as soon as Gabby wakes up from this nightmare, and Gabby asks her mother right away, as in, Mom, these are the things that I'm dreaming about. I want to know, what are you dreaming about? Did you dream about the same things? And hopefully at this point, this weak point, she would give me answers. She does. And when you hear it out loud, it unlocks a whole other potential of problems, mm-hmm. which Gabby sees that that's exactly what Dolores was trying to avoid. But Dolores raised Gabby to be this really strong person, so it was going to happen no matter what.
And I think those tense moments in the play really allowed for really nuanced conversations about immigration, about tough conversations in general.
Right.
And Noda, I wanted to get to you because when I attended the play, you led a talk back with, you know, elementary, middle school, young high school students, and your back and forth banter with them was really interesting. And I wanted to question you about your approach there.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoy being in the room and hearing the kids kind of react to this this relationship, you know, in this that particular moment is one of my favorites because you can relate to that. Sit down, we're going to have a conversation. And whether that means we're going to sit down and have a conversation about the things you need to do at home, you have to clean your room, you have to eat your vegetables, you have to, I mean, there's a spectrum of what that sit down, we're going to have a conversation. And I love hearing that like, you know, gasp from the audience, the students. But I feel like they're ready. They're ready to listen to that conversation happen. This conversation is happening in many different homes that we cannot even imagine internationally, nationally, even here in Minnesota. And I feel it's very important that we get a glimpse into what that real conversation is happening in homes now.
Hmm. In the talkbacks, a lot of the kids, they were asking if this was real. They were asking if we were real. They were even asking me if I'm an immigrant. And I had to explain in the moment. I mean, I was open and honest with them, and I said no. But I said, not everybody has my answer. Not everybody, it's that easy to answer a question like that. It's a dangerous question to ask. Taking those opportunities to, you know, teach. But after certain talkbacks, I did find kids approach me separately, asking me questions, sharing with me their own personal experiences, saying, like, this one teenager, he was explaining that his uncle is going through the exact same thing, and he was asking me my beliefs on what happens if the person who's going through these immigration issues has some issues with the law. Then what? And he put me in this position where I wanted to be honest. So I got a chance to share that honesty, and they constantly surprised me that it doesn't matter the age, they understand. Yes. And they have questions, and sometimes their questions are questions that I've had that I've never had answered. And I'm honest, if I don't know the answer, if I have the privilege to look up that answer, especially with them, that is also an option for me.
Yeah, and I think actually going back to talking about, that's CTC's mission right there, is to educate, inspire, and challenge these students that come to see our show, and this play actually hits on each point of that.
I said, Anoda, I want to say thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having us, Jeffrey. Thank you.
That was Aiset Munoz, who plays Gabby, and Anoda Montañez, who plays Dolores, her mom, in the play I Come From Arizona. You can catch their performance live at the Children's Theater through November 25th. You're listening to NPR News. I'm Jeffrey Bosoy.
Jeffrey Bosoy, one of the producers on the show. Thank you, Jeffrey. Really interesting. Hey, this is the time of the year, the week of Thanksgiving, when we reflect on what we're most thankful for. And I'm going to name some of our members as people that we're grateful for. Jennifer in Lauderdale, Daniel in Minneapolis, and Thomas in Minneapolis. Thank you. We are grateful for your support.
This was a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to our discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet Carrie at @KERRINPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all of our shows by subscribing to this podcast. If you have questions, you can email us at talk@npr.org.